Homeward Bound, April 28. Look up, not down. Therefore strengthen the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Hebrews 12, verse 12. The Church, endowed with the righteousness of Christ, is His depository, in which the riches of His mercy, His grace, and His love are to appear in full and final display. Christ looks upon His people in their purity and perfection as the reward of His humiliation and the supplement of His glory. Christ, the great center, from whom radiates all glory. The Desire of Ages, page 680. All heaven is interested in the work going on in this world, which is to prepare men and women for the future immortal life. It is God's plan that human agencies shall have the high honor of acting as co-workers with Jesus Christ in the salvation of souls. They should look upon the work of God as sacred and holy, and should bring to Him every day offerings of joy and gratitude in return for the power of His grace by which they are enabled to make advancement in the divine life. It is not necessary that anyone should yield to the temptations of Satan and thus violate conscience and grieve the Holy Spirit. Every provision has been made in the Word of God whereby all may have divine help in their endeavors to overcome. In the religious life of all who are finally victorious, there will be scenes of terrible perplexity and trial. But their knowledge of the Scriptures will enable them to bring to mind the encouraging promises of God, which will comfort their hearts and strengthen their faith in the power of the Mighty One. They read, "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." The trial of faith is more precious than gold. All should learn that this is a part of the discipline in the school of Christ. Summon all your powers to look up, not down at your difficulties. Then you will never faint by the way. You will soon see Jesus behind the cloud, reaching out His hand to help you, and all you have to do is to give Him your hand in simple faith and let Him lead you. A great name in the world is as letters traced in sand, but a spotless character will endure to all eternity. God gives you intelligence and a reasoning mind, whereby you may grasp His promises, and Jesus is ready to help you in forming a strong, symmetrical character. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, pages 573, 574, 578, and 579.